The single most important decision you will make flying to a destination wedding has nothing to do with your dress and everything to do with where your tiara rides on the plane. The rule is simple. Carry it on and never, under any circumstances, check it. A tiara is light, fragile, and impossible to replace on the one morning it matters, which is exactly why the TSA tells travelers to keep valuables like jewelry with them rather than send them into the cargo hold. Checked luggage is the trap. Those bags pass through many hands you will never see, and theft of jewelry from checked baggage is a documented, ongoing problem. Even setting theft aside, checked bags get thrown, stacked, and compressed. A crystal tiara at the bottom of a tumbling suitcase is a tiara with snapped points. Keeping it in the cabin solves both problems at once. It never leaves your possession, and you control exactly how it is cushioned. Packing is mostly about stopping movement because movement is what chips crystals and bends combs. Use a hard-sided case or a sturdy box, not a soft pouch on its own. Wrap the piece in a soft cloth first, then a padded outer layer, and fill every empty gap so nothing can rattle. Then lay the case flat inside your personal item, resting on softer clothes rather than wedged at the bottom. One note from experience. Raw quartz pieces are more delicate than rhinestone on metal tiaras, so if you are carrying a quartz halo, double the padding. At security, relax. A tiara is not a restricted item. It goes through the X-ray like any other accessory. The only wrinkle is metal, which can prompt a quick manual check, and that is routine. Stay close. Offer to handle the piece yourself so nobody bends a point, and remember you can request a private screening for valuables. Give yourself a few extra minutes, so you are never rushing a fragile case through the line. This is the part of the work we know in our hands. Kathy ships tiaras to brides across the country from Boise, and on the Whatnot Lives, the destination brides who carry their piece on never have a problem. The horror stories always start with checked luggage. Shipping a tiara ahead makes sense for exactly one case, a tall statement crown that will not fit safely in a carry-on, and only when it is insured and addressed to a real person who can sign for it. For everything else, the answer is the seat next to you. Pad it well, keep it close, and it will be waiting at the other end of the flight, uncracked and ready.